Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, my little buddy's birthday edition, the Flag Day edition. How you doing, birthday boy?
Awesome, Crudy. Thank you, Fancy Brian, Evan. Good to see you guys. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for all the birthday wishes today. 51 years old. I'm solidly in the 50s camp. It's a little hard to believe. And unfortunately, yesterday, last night after the show, I went and got my second booster. My arm's a little sore, I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, I am a professional. I will muscle on through.
And go out drinking, I suspect. You're going out tonight, right?
Having a little family party, so I'll have some cocktails at the house with some dinner and some cake and some fun. It'll be a good time. And then probably tomorrow and then the next night and the next night, I'll catch up.
And you know, June is party month. June is birthday month,
it's
right?
Birthday month, right, exactly.
So anyways, lots of partying to look forward to. You can always join this political party. We've got Evan in the world headquarters, lightly screening your calls, 844-96-PARTY. So Dom, being it's your birthday, I started the day by talking about, you know, the Saturday night massacre that almost was, the coup plotter slash environmental lawyer, Jeffrey Clark.
We'll call you when there's an oil spill, buddy.
But Dom,
stay in your lane.
Where do you want to start today?
Let me go ahead one moment longer.
Let me thank my most recent guest, the fine co-devil, Dr. Harvey King. Harvey came around talking economic bill of rights, and we swapped some war stories. So we had a good time with Harvey.
Love it when Harvey comes around. He's a cool cat. This Clark thing. Let's start with this. January 6th committee hearing tomorrow.
No.
Canceled.
Not going to happen tomorrow.
Yes, not going to happen tomorrow. Hill's.
I thought tomorrow was supposed to be the Department of Justice officials, or maybe that was Thursday's plan. But what happened? What's the breaking down?
Here is what the Hill is saying. The House Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol postponed its Wednesday hearing slated to review former President Trump's efforts to pressure the Justice Department to investigate his unfounded claims of election fraud. In an advisory, the committee said its scheduled hearing on Thursday would still take place, but provided no other details. Former acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, his deputy Richard Donahue, and Stephen Engel, then the head of the Office of Legal Counsel, were all expected to appear before the committee on Wednesday. Zoe Lofgren, who did a fantastic job yesterday, said this. There's no big deal, but I'll tell you, putting together the video and exhibits is an exhausting exercise for a very small video staff. I mean, come on, hire some more folks. So we're trying to. We're going to have 1, 2, 3 in 1 week, and it's just too much to put it all together. So we're trying to give them a little room to do their technical work is mainly it.
You never give the staff a break, man. You just push on, right, Fancy Brian? You just...
yeah.
And good. Give you 2 hours to get that 22 hours worth of work done. Is that going to give you enough time?
Luckily, it's so. Only one of 15 jobs.
Yeah, exactly. The delay in the third hearing could disrupt the storyline arc. The committee planned to lay out over 7 hearings, while Thursday's hearings will continue as planned. It's not clear. The panel will stick with its original plan, dedicating to reviewing the pressure placed on Vice President Mike Pence. So that will be for Thursday. So tomorrow was supposed to be the DOJ, right? And then Thursday will be Pence. So we're still trying to get an understanding of what's going on. But unfortunately, right now, we will not be hearing from the committee tomorrow. But I got to wonder, given all the news out now, like today, and I know you touched on it, and there's some detailed reporting at the Washington Post on this as well, about Jeffrey Clark and his interactions and going to Trump and getting admonished by the DOJ and going back to Trump and, you know, trying to convince him, and whether or not that the detail will come out. But they're in the hearing. Now, the reporting seems fairly extensive to me. It seems very specific and fairly extensive to me. So I'd love to see some testimony on that. I'd love to hear from the DOJ and those particular players from their own lips about how all this went down. And the reporting's good, but it's nothing like hearing it from the DOJ, the former DOJ officials themselves.
Well, Dominic, I've got some new reporting, and it's, you know, regarding legal people, sort of. Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. There's some breaking about Rudy Giuliani. He is strongly denying that he was drunk as a skunk on the election night.
While it's amusing, you know, as a guy who drinks alcohol myself, so what? If the guy was drunk or not drunk, he was inebriated, not inebriated, he was taking pills, he was doing blow, who freaking cares? What matters is, why is this guy in the room? And I saw this tweet you sent out,
a trusted
out,
advisor to the former president.
Come on, man. Jeff Tiedrich. Hard to believe that the guy who went broke running casinos took advice from the drunkest guy in the room. Well, it's actually not hard to believe, and it's kind of par for the course, right? I mean, he was saying something that Trump wanted to hear. We know Trump likes to hear things he wants to hear. Whether or not he was drunk or not is really... It's a sideshow, and while I do find it a little amusing, I totally believe the man was sloshed, but it's irrelevant to the fact. Whether or not Trump listened to a drunk maniac or just a maniac, Trump still did what Trump did. Rudy still did what Rudy did. So what?
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink.
You know, prior reporting was that Rudy could have been the Attorney General of the great United States of America, but was perceived by Trump to be a drunkard. That was prior reporting. Here's the newest from Rudy. I am disgusted, and I can't do the Sylvester voice he kind of talks in. I am disgusted and outraged at the outright lie by Jason Miller and Bill Stepien, although he misspelled Stepien. That's the former Trump campaign manager. I was upset that they were not prepared for the massive cheating as well as the other lawyers who run the president. I refused all alcohol that evening. My favorite drink, Diet Pepsi. He claims he was just guzzling Diet Pepsis. However, Giuliani found little support for his defense. Let's not forget, there was multiple people that testified Rudy was drunk as a skunk. I mean, that's kind of how they started the hearings.
I'm not an expert on the facts yet. I'm getting there.
Someone puts up absolutely sober hat on Twitter, writes, always talk to a lawyer before you publicly repudiate a potentially helpful defense like, I was extremely drunk and therefore couldn't form specific intent. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There goes that defense.
And of course, what he's effectively doing is he's accusing the witnesses of perjury. They're giving testimony under oath. Now,
yeah, well,
Rudy
you can
is
give
just,
testimony and say it is my opinion that Rudy was drunk as a skunk. It doesn't mean you're lying. It's your opinion that Rudy was drunk. And we will never know he said, she said. But if enough people in the room are saying the man was hammered, the guy was probably hammered.
Well, here's one more. I'll be your sponsor, little buddy. Let's go to a meeting. Tweeting at Rudy. I'll be your sponsor, little buddy.
Rudy, wingman. According to Aaron Blake, who tweeted out, Rudy Giuliani retweeted somebody else who posted the New York Post article that the Miller, an ex-Trump staffer, accused of slipping abortion pill into his girlfriend's drink. So here we have some more right-on-right violence, right? I mean, so I don't. That's fine with me. Let them throw them all in the ring and let them eat each other up. That is totally fine with me. What really matters is what was the intent, what is the degree of the conspiracy, and who are we going to hold responsible for this coup? That's what I care about. I don't care about anybody's sobriety. I don't give a damn about anybody's sobriety. It has nothing to do. You can be drunk and rob a bank and be sober and rob a bank. You still robbed a bank.
Rudy says if you're going to throw him in this pit of despair you describe, he's going to need a roadie. Yeah.
Rudy's roadie, man. We got a new beer for our friends over in Minocqua.
Rudy's roadie. 844-967-2789.
It's made with malt liquor.
Against my better judgment. Like taking advice from Rudy Giuliani. CJ on the phones. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, you guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're like that shot of Everclear. I know better, but I still got you down, CJ.
Well, every time you need a good cleansing, Rudy. You know, yeah, the facts
just like an enema, CJ. Go ahead, man.
The facts are we're living in a Democrat world, and things are going so well that even the extremist, liberal, progressive, communist, AOC, says Biden shouldn't run.
That's not what she said.
The commander cut and run and do nothing, vice president. We're watching. We've got candidates running for governor that helped get Trump elected the first time. And what is...
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore,
I don't know
CJ.
Either, dude. What are you talking about?
What gubernatorial candidates that helped Trump get elected?
Hey, let me throw this one out there. Let's talk about briefly, you know, the big lie here. CJ, do you regret peddling a lie about elections that has since been entirely debunked?
I don't think they've been peddling, or I've been peddling a lie.
Do you regret being a patsy for conspiracy theory, CJ?
Do I have a what?
Do you regret being a patsy for conspiracy theory, CJ?
I'm not a patsy. I think all the, you know, whether Trump, I love his policies. You guys can go on and on and on, like November 6th committee. We haven't learned anything new. You know that Bill Barr said he did nothing criminal. Why don't you play that tape?
Nothing criminal, CJ. I don't recall him saying that either. Man, what is your source? You know, your butt? It's not a good source. Although that seems to be your primary one. I prefer the raw story. Come back with us. Always the finest of sources. I might even quote the Washington Post and Max Boot. I thought the January 6th committee wouldn't matter. I was wrong. Dominic often is, except on his birthday, when we pretend like he's got it 63% right.
Thanks, Mike.
You less so, CJ.
It's too old.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
I'm an old man. I'm confused.
I'm too old for this.